If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Say, I believe God for a miracle.
The Bible says that Paul started teaching this doctrine different than the people had been accustomed to hear about grace through faith. And it was liberating to those seeking, but kind of confusing to those controlling, because it removed the Pharisaical control over one's life, that you didn't have to go through a lot of religious actions to get to God now. By removing the observances, it challenged the leadership of the church, because they, even though they were coming to Christ, they lacked theological training, so they probably defaulted to what they knew. And so Paul comes along and he has this meeting with Jesus. I like to say collision with Jesus. And he comes out of that teaching that salvation is solely by grace. Now, not right away. This was after a while of walking with the Lord and rethinking and then experiencing time with Gentiles. He began to realize that the things that we were holding on to weren't really life-giving. They were promoting bondage. As a people in general, but more specifically as Pentecostal expressive people, we're afraid of freedom. We're afraid of grace. We really are. We are afraid of grace and freedom because it removes the control of the preacher in our lives. It removes it. When Paul writes to the churches of Galatia, he asks a question that is very, very relevant. He says, have you become perfected in the flesh, starting in the spirit? And every one of us started in spiritual connection to God. And then somewhere in that migration, if you will, we fell prey to the cultural understandings about God, to the point where the joy of salvation was replaced by the Pharisaical lifestyle. As he says to the church at Colossae, you have fallen into taste not, touch not, handle not, which literally suggests that your joy of salvation has been replaced by rules. Now, this is the paradox. Even though the rules of God are there for us to obey, they are not constrictive. If we really understand it, they are very liberating. But we have not yet grasped the fundamental philosophy of freedom in Christ. Most of us will say we're free, but we really are not, because we try to hold down what we are. And the conflict, I dare say the war that we are engaged in, is the war of being what we're not and inhibiting what we are. Because we don't understand that holiness does not remove the essence of who you are, but it produces the essence of who God is. It does not mean perfection. Holiness doesn't mean perfection. But it means a willingness to separate from those things that will prevent the revelation of God. The understanding of God's holiness is our responsibility to help you understand it, but then the application of it becomes yours. If you search the scriptures, especially in the New Testament, there's one thing that God does. He removes the preacher intrusion into your life, so that you stop becoming the preacher's clone, but you become Jesus' clone. In the Old Testament, it was just the opposite. They would lift the priest to the point of almost deity. Whatever they said, you know, it was like they were God, so to speak. But that was because in the beginning, when God implemented the priesthood, the goal was that they would minister to him. And in ministering to him, they would bring the people him. Because all they did was minister to him. There was no such thing as being called into ministry. When the Apostle Paul used the term called to be saints, he was using that term as a relationship. Down through the years, we now use the term called into ministry as some psychosocial mindset that says, I'm up here. But in God's economy, when you're up here, that means you're closer to God, which means you should convey who he is. Denise has served me in an administrative role since the beginning of this church. She worked for Bethel before I did. And so her time in working with me ought to make her represent me. When you encounter Denise, you should be encountering me. She should not foster an attitude contrary to me, having been so long with me. The longer you walk with God, the more you lose your identity and take on his. Now here's where we're going today. This week, God and I, he had an off week. He didn't have too much to do. President Trump didn't do a whole lot. So the angels were sitting around playing poker. And I like doing that in church because people look at you like, oh my God, how could he say? When I go to the radio station, they used to have a lady that worked there. She was an apostolic lady. And you know, if you ever know anything about apostolics, they are extremely rigid. You know, dress a certain length, hair a certain way. Well, the lady that was the receptionist there, she was apostolic. And when I found out she was apostolic, I decided to have fun. So every time I would come in, she said, oh, Pastor Lambert, how are you? And how's the Lord treating you? I said, he ain't doing me right. He never does me right. I said, he's getting on my nerve. Oh, my God, how could you say that? How could you say that? So now, and then one day I went in and she says, oh, she said, Pastor Lambert, it's so good to see you. I'm glad you're here. How's the Lord? I said, I don't know. I ain't speaking to him. And she would go, oh, how could you? Oh, my Lord. Oh. And people need to understand, God is sitting in heaven saying, lighten up. Some of you walked in here and the greeters greeted you and you said, Ashabo Kasata. And all the greeter said was, good morning. Lighten up. Tell somebody, lighten up. I think a lot of us are going to be in for a surprise when we get to heaven. There's a party going on up there. Celebrate good times. Come on. It's not going to be as stoic as we make it. Shh, shh, shh. The Lord is in church. Shh, shh. Don't talk. You're going to get to heaven, the angels are going to have hats on that say gone fishing, and it's just going to be it's going to be so different, because what's the point in bringing me someplace if I have to be like I'm in a museum? But today, God and I were talking last week, and like I said, it was a light God week. He didn't have a whole lot to do, and so he decided to harass me. And I don't like it when he does that, because he knows I'm a pragmatic person. My mind runs at the speed of 120 miles an hour, and he likes to come in and slow it down. And I don't like that, because as it runs fast, I'm not accountable for what goes through. If it keeps running through, I don't have to. It's gone. I can tell him I don't remember. But when he stops it, and then he says, okay, this is what I want. I'm like, no, I'm dealing with love. You cannot change this, because it's important. I don't care if it is your church. I'm the one that's studying this stuff. You can't do that. And he laughs, and he just, you know, he just laughs and gives me a Tylenol. and says, that's because you're not feeling well, that you're talking like this. And he says, you know what, Eric? And I don't know about you. A lot of y'all think God calls y'all, you know, sophisticated names. He just says Eric. He really does. I don't get all that, my servant, my, I don't know. It's just, you know, I wish I knew your God. My God is straight out the hood. He's like, Eric. He was talking to me about something that was going on in church, and he could have come to me with this, my son, I just need you to know that this aspect of the service is not what I like. No, he called me aside one day and just said, this particular part of the service sucks. Just like that. I'm like, whoa. See, you think he doesn't talk like that because you've never heard a prophet walk up to you and say, thus saith the Lord, your life sucks. But I bet you if they did, they'd get your attention. When they come up to you and go, thus saith the Lord, you've been hanging in the balance and you found lacking. You go, what the heck does that mean? What balance? What are you talking about? But if he walks up and says, your life sucks, you go, oh, I got that. I would like to remove the spiritualization of God and make him who he really is. He is high and lifted up, but he's in your life. He's walking in the dirtiest places that you walk. And whenever you're in turmoil or frustration, he doesn't bail out. He's right there. God is not afraid to get his hands dirty. He'll sit right there with you and help you work through your issues. And here's what he said. He said, Eric, my people don't believe I'm coming back. And I don't get deep with him. I figured after all this time, he ought to know my heart. And I said, what do you want me to do? If they don't believe your word, they're not going to believe me. He says, yeah, but the difference is when I have you tell them, then they can't say they didn't know. And did you ever wonder why there's been such a shifting of teaching from the Bible that here in the 21st century, there are three areas of God's word that you do not hear spoken of on a regular basis? One is hell. Hardly anyone's teaching hell or preaching about hell anymore. The second one is holiness. And holiness has been so watered down that you might as well take it out the Bible. And the third is the return of Christ. And there's a reason why those doctrines are not being preached, because preachers and churches have gotten themselves into so much debt they can't afford to offend the large givers. But I don't have any upbringing. And so the reality is we really don't believe that Jesus is coming back.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
5418P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14. Which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church. A place where miracles still happen.